another worldwide podcast of Universal Ottery. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice in the letter to the Philippians. We're in chapter 3 with verses 15 and 16. Let us then, who are perfectly mature, adopt this attitude. And if you have a different attitude, this too God will reveal to you. Only with regard to what we have attained, continue on the same course. That is our upward calling in Christ Jesus. The Lord has been revealing to me how important it is to identify with Christ's suffering as well as his resurrection, seeking more to understand the complexity of Paul's words where we put them into practice as our daily desire to live God first. This is an attitude of where you mature perfectly, adopting the life of Jesus as a life you want to lead on your own. God will reveal any attitudes that are different to his, showing you always the right way to accomplish living surrendered to his plan of life eternal. Many days you will find that you too will have to suffer by simple acts that seem lost in confusion, yet are important for God to be lived out in you, where instruction begins and suffering is offered up to the lost souls of purgatory's cleansing. This is our upward calling in Christ Jesus, giving in to suffering as the needed love, faith, and hope of his mercy. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. I am sorry, Lord. Please forgive me as I forgive others. I know you died and rose for me. We continue to share you as my Lord and Savior, seeking to live your will in all things. Prayers for our children, especially our two oldest, Alexandra and Alan. We pray for Julian, Gabriel, and Jeffrey. We pray for our grandchildren, Oliver, Julian, and Elliot. We always pray for those that we've said that we pray for and those who've asked us to pray for them. As we pray for the dying as we do each day, Lord, give them peace in their last breath. As we pray for the world trying to overcome anger and spite, praying for Ukraine to overcome this Russian might, we pray for the needs of those that are there in every aspect of your ability, Lord, your ability to hold us in check by our faith. As we pray for those who are in peril, we pray for Holy Mother Church. In Jesus' precious blood we pray. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, evangelist Thomas Cruz Wiggins, spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed, living my life as Ephesians 6, verses 17 through 20 depicts. Today my poem comes from the study of Philippians 3. We've got verses 15 and 16 today for a one-stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, Attitude Adopt of Maturing Perfectly. Attitude adopt his suffering and resurrection of maturing perfectly. Who then, if not you, Christ, you've become? Attitude different, revelation by God secretly. Course same, continue, attaining Christ, you no longer shun. Amen. I'm Tom Show Cruz Wiggins. It's March 18, 2022. I'm recording this morning at 7:37 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining us across the world as we continue to practice, pray, and proclaim how to adopt an attitude of maturing perfectly in Christ. Amen. My beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Please say some prayers for Tony. She continues to struggle with reoccurring outbreaks of this rash. She is getting a little better. It's not as bad. But we pray for her complete healing in Jesus' name. Amen. So we pray for others in our lives that are such a value to us in so many ways, those who lift up the name of Jesus. We pray for John and Marie, as we do each day. God bless you too. Hope to see you soon as we close today at the 6:03 mark. Novena in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for all things. Please forgive us our sins. In the name of Jesus. Amen. God bless you.